Andrew Left of Citrin Research, found guilty of securities fraud. Andrew Left, the founder of activist short-selling firm Citrin Research, was found guilty of securities fraud, Bloomberg reported on June 1. The verdict closes one of the more closely watched market conduct cases involving a public-facing commentator, and the core conduct at issue is something crypto traders see every day. Citrin built its reputation on bearish reports that move share prices within minutes of posting. Prosecutors argued that Left abused that influence. He would publish a recommendation, push the price in the direction he wanted, then trade against the very call his followers were acting on. The jury agreed. The conduct the jury rejected. The case centered on a gap between what Left told the public and what he did with his own book. Recommending a long or a short to a large audience is legal. Building a position, broadcasting a call that moves the price, and then closing or reversing that position into the move you just created is the part prosecutors framed as fraud. The claim was not that his analysis was wrong. It was that his stated stance and his actual trades pointed in opposite directions while followers were left holding the side he was exiting. That distinction matters because it does not depend on a target company doing anything improper. The wrongdoing sits entirely on the side of the person making the call. The pattern is everywhere in crypto. Crypto runs on exactly this dynamic, often with even less disclosure than equities require. Anonymous research accounts publish reports on tokens and crypto-exposed companies. Large holders post a thesis to hundreds of thousands of followers. A single screenshot can move a low-float token double digits in minutes. The incentive to front-run your own audience is identical. An account can accumulate a position, publish a bullish thread, and sell into the spike. Or short a token, release a damaging report, and cover the short as the price drops. None of that is hypothetical. It is a recurring complaint in token communities, and it has surfaced in enforcement actions before. A Google engineer was charged this year in a prediction market insider trading case, and regulators have shown they will pursue conduct that crosses from opinion into manipulation. The difference is enforcement reach. Equity markets have decades of case law and a clear regulator. Crypto commentary often happens across jurisdictions, under pseudonyms, on assets whose legal classification is still contested. The conduct is the same. The odds of facing a jury are not. A guilty verdict narrows the "just my opinion" defense. A guilty verdict against a name as established as Citron narrows the space for "I was just sharing my opinion" as a defense. The argument that a public call is protected commentary does not hold when the trades behind it contradict the call. That logic applies cleanly to anyone with a large enough following to move a market, including crypto influencers who disclose little about their own positions. It also lands at a moment when U.S. authorities are testing how far existing securities and commodities rules stretch over crypto activity. Recent moves, from the CFTC asking a court to unwind its own Gemini settlement to fresh perpetual futures approvals, show regulators redrawing lines around what counts as a regulated market and a regulated actor. A fraud conviction tied to influence and disclosure fits that broader pattern. The question is less about the asset and more about the conduct of the person trading it. The takeaway for traders: treat any market call in stocks or tokens as a position statement from someone who may already be on the other side of it. Ask what the author holds, when they opened it, and what they gain if you act. In crypto, where disclosure norms are weak and pseudonymity is common, that scrutiny matters more, not less. The Left verdict is a reminder that the legal system can reach the person broadcasting the call, even when it never touches the asset being discussed.